In this episode, we are talking about a challenge that we are about to put out called 4 Weeks to Profit. Maybe you don't think it's possible to actually be profitable within 4 weeks, but it is. Maybe you say, I don't even have a product or service. I've just been thinking about it. Well, we are going to challenge you here. We're going to tell you a little bit more about it in this episode. So we will see you on the inside. If you are a female entrepreneur who is serious about starting, growing, or scaling your business, but you are really finding it challenging to make the money that you want to make, or you're finding that the resources, maybe even the technology, and even some of the gurus are really just more expensive and cost more than you really want to spend right now, but you know that if you had the resources that you needed, you can really thrive in your business. If that's for you, then this podcast is for you. My name is Dr. T, and I am proud to be one of the co-founders of CCOClub.com and CCO Club Podcast, where we are building a space and a community to be able to serve you. But get this, we are much, much more than just a community. Our goal is to create an ecosystem where we have our own engagement, we create our own technology platforms, we are creating our own shared spaces, some TV channels, and even much, much more. And we want to be able to do that with the very women who want to connect with us, because what we know is that we can always be stronger together. So if that's you, make sure you hang out to learn much more about what we have going on, and we will see you on the inside. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode from CCO Club Podcast. You see, I almost forgot the name, CCO Club Podcast, where we have rebranded from She Launches It to CCO Club. We've talked about it in some of our previous episodes, and I am super excited to be here with you. You know, one of the first things I want to start out with, you might notice that we are in season 4. Well, this is because a sister didn't know how to do the seasons. I was just going to do the whole year as one season and then go to the second season, but that ain't in the podcast world, that's not really how people do it. So I have changed it. I got some intel on what we needed to do. So we have updated, and we really actually just got started in season 4. So I'm really, really excited because we do 3 podcasts a week. It helps us to get more seasons up there. So I'm really excited about that. You know, I'm not even ready to stop. I've only done 1 replay in this whole time. And I'm super excited and super proud about that because I want to be able to get out as much good information as I can, because this is what I'm supposed to be doing in this season, and I thank God for that. The next thing is I want to remind you that we have insiders for you to be able, those are for you guys who want to rock with us on getting started with what we're doing with CCO Club. You can go to CCOClub.com and get some more intel, because we are looking for insiders or people who want to look at getting a little bit of money off from doing it for annual. I think it's half off for annual, right? Before we open the doors to the general public for doing month to month. So we have that going on, and we've actually already started having some trainings in there. Just getting some folks accustomed to the platform, showing you what it is that you can do in there so far. Really, really excited about that. So again, go to CCOClub.com for more information. And one of the things that we're actually about to be putting up that's going to be coming up very, very soon over there is this 4 Weeks to Profit challenge that we're going to have. And for all of the women who are insiders over there, we are going to be doing something that's really, really incredible. We are really excited about it too, because I think it's going to be a way for some people who want to get something going over the next 4 weeks. You want some accountability. You want some people to check in with you, to talk to you about what you have, to help you to make it stronger, right? All of those things. Like, you know, because sometimes we think about what it is we're doing and we're only in our own head. And so we don't really get any feedback from what others may think, or some people may help us to say words better or craft our message better. We're doing all that inside of CCO Club for this challenge that we're doing. Now, there's going to be 2 parts to this challenge. And I'm going to talk about one part here in a second, but we're doing two parts. There's one, if you already have a product or service, we're going to talk about how you can maybe make some adjustments to that product or service to be more profitable within the next 4 weeks. Or if you are just launching something, maybe you are launching a course, maybe you want to launch an ebook, maybe you want to get something started, you want to do something new, you want to get something tried out. We're going to be doing that part is going to be, the second part is going to be 4 weeks to launch. So there's two pathways that you can take. And of course, you know, I'm the launch lady. So I am going to be doing the launch side. And you know, I'm going to give you kind of the outline of what that's going to look like, because you might be able to do it on your own. We absolutely would love to have you, because we know that there is power in numbers. And I'm going to be going with everyone that's inside with me about this. And I'm going to be talking to them about specifically about what they're doing. I'm going to challenge their ideas. I want to help to make it cleaner, because the goal is that you're going to be ready for in 4 weeks to be able to be profitable. So the first thing, if we're talking about launching in particular, we're talking about being able to identify your product and service. Now, you'll be able to go to the website and get more information on the scalability side, or the second part. But I'm just going to talk a little bit about the launch side. So again, being able to identify your product or service, what is it that you want to be able to launch within the next 4 weeks? Now, one of the things that I want you to be thinking about, if you are trying to do this on your own, hopefully you'll be able to join us with it. But if you're trying to do it on your own, I want you to be thinking about this from the perspective of, what's the lowest hanging fruit? Meaning, what is it that I can do that I already have a lot of knowledge in, that I may already have an expertise in, right, that I can do, and I can get this off the ground in 4 weeks? What is it that I know that again, won't cost me a lot of think time, that I can do? I already have this in my spirit. It can be a product or service, right? It can be either one of those. So that's the first thing you want to be able to think about. You want to think about, what can I do that I know people are going to want, right? Like, it doesn't make any sense for you to be able to say, you know, okay, I want to do this course, but you haven't actually vetted if that's a course that you think people are going to want, right? Let's say there is a weight loss course that you want to do, and it's going to require, you know, people to, you know, purchase a lot of things and do a lot of things. That's not something we want to launch in the next 4 weeks. That's something that's going to require a lot more time and a lot more energy. Maybe it's a jump start that you want to do. So you have to be able to know if this is something that people are going to want, right? You have to think about that. And I want to be able to challenge you with that thinking, because it might be in your own head that you think people should want it, but maybe they don't want. Maybe it's a desire, but it's not a need, right? And when you're trying to do 4 weeks of profitability, it's a lot easier to try to find things that it's a need, or that it has high desirability, right? Not something that people have to go for with just disposable income. So if they're like, let's say, you know, I'm trying to talk about launching a business, and you want to get past, you know, phase one of, you know, do I have all of the business stuff together in order to launch my business correctly? Now, that may be a need for some people that are like, I don't even know if I'm doing the right things, and I want to be able to help you with that, right? If I'm hitting the right pain points, that could be something good. But if I'm charging $10,000 for that, that may not be something good, because people are just getting started out. You see how there's a disconnect there? It's like, yeah, I may have a product and service that, you know, for launching that people may want, but it might be too costly. So trying to do that in 4 weeks, it's going to require way, way, way too much. So you have to be able to ask that question. There are a series of questions that we're going to go over with the folks that are part of this program that you actually have to be able to answer in the affirmative of. I think I may have did some of that in a previous podcast, like really, really early on. You got to join us in that. Yes, I'm being like that today. Join us if you want to know what those questions are, but you have to make sure that people are ready to answer yes. Yes, I want this. And things of that nature, because you want to make sure that you are marketing to the right people. Now, watch this. be clear about the fact that this is something that people want, because you might be thinking that you think that this is what they should want, right? You think that they should want to lose this weight. You think that they should want to be able to launch a 6-month course right now. You may think that that's what it is they want to do, but that may not be what it is they want to do. So you have to, again, you got to be thinking of the lower hanging fruit, something that might be an easy barrier of entry, right? That's another thing. Think about that. Maybe it's that instead of launching an entire course, you might say, I want to do a paid webinar. That's going to be a way easier lift than writing a full-fledged course, right? And especially, well, maybe that's just easy for me, because doing a webinar is an easy thing, because I love doing video. I've done webinars. I know how to do them very efficiently, very effectively. I'm not going to have a webinar ready to promote. Really, I can have it ready to promote in a day. But, you know, that may be something that we can help you with, because it's going to be an easier barrier. Maybe in 4 weeks, you want to do a free webinar where you're putting it out there. As an example, you want to put it out there. You have a lot of people coming, and then you're offering a product or service at the end of that. That's something that's a low-hanging fruit, something that you can get off the ground doing very, very easily. Yes, there's some knowledge that you have to do with where you're going to do it and how you're going to send that out. And again, that's what we're going to do in the challenge, right? Because you have to be able to create what it is you need to create. That's another step. You have to be able to create the outline. The goal is not in 4 weeks. Watch this. The goal in 4 weeks is not that you have your full-fledged product ready to be done. The whole thing ready, all the PowerPoints, all of this. Because what you're creating, I've definitely said this before, is a minimum viable product, right? We have a different way we call it in a CCO club, but you want to have a minimum viable product. You want to have something that you're testing. Because what if you put all that time and energy into something and it's not something that people want? I've done it. I can write the book about it. I know what that's about. But you want to be able to do something that in 4 weeks, you can test it, you can put it out there. And so that's why we're going to be creating the outline. And maybe for sure the first step, maybe the first two, but no more than that. All you need to have is the outline, and you need to be able to put it on the calendar and say, this is where we're going to do it, and be able to test to see if that's going to work. So that's something also that's very, very important. And then the next thing, the last thing that we're going to do with this program, again, talking 4 weeks to profit, 4 weeks to launch, is be able to connect. How do you actually get it out there to your warm market? Like, what do you do? Like, now you have to go try to sell it. You have to go out there and ask people. And for a lot of people, that's a scary part. Now, watch this. If you are afraid to sell, I promise you, I'm saying this with all the love, don't become an entrepreneur, because that's part of the game. You have to be able to sell in some sort of way. You have to be able to put it out there, whether it's you talking, whether it's your copy, which is the words that you write that's talking, whether it's your website that's talking. And again, if you don't have this website done, we're not talking about doing a website in 4 weeks. That may be what you want to launch in 4 weeks. So I digress. You could be doing that. But that's not the website alone. Let me bless somebody with this. Your website is not what's going to bring you money. The website by itself is not going to bring you money. So don't think that you have to have a website to launch, because you absolutely positively do not have to have one, and you can absolutely make millions of dollars without a website. Yes, it's something that people have nowadays, but on this sprint that we're going to do in 4 weeks to profit, that's not, unless that's something that you're doing and there is an end result of how you're going to be able to do what you need to do with that, that's not going to be something we're going to do. Again, we want you to join us in this challenge, because it's going to be able to show you what are the good steps to do. But again, you're going to have to be able to get out and sell. Start with your warm market. The reason why it's good, there's two really good reasons why you want to start with your warm market first. A lot of times people don't really tell you, but one, you start, well, some people do tell you, I don't want to say that. So one is because your warm market already knows, likes and trusts you. They're going to be the ones that might support you just because they love you, even if they don't really necessarily want your product or service, right? So you want to start with them first. Another thing is you want to start with your warm market is because your messaging is you're going to fumble with your messaging, right? You're going to fumble with your messaging. It's not going to be as clean. You're going to get it better with your warm market. They're going to probably buy from you just on your excitement alone, right? And so that gives you the opportunity to get cleaner and cleaner and cleaner, as you say it, long before you get into people like that second and third degree person that you may not know, or they, your warm market referred you to them, or when you start just going straight for cold people, right? People that never knew you before, how do you go out to get to them? So starting with people that you know and asking them for referrals can really, really help you. Now, in this last part that I'm talking about, as far as it is about connecting with your warm market, there is really also a formula that you want to be able to know with the number of people you need to reach. A lot of people aren't going to tell you that, but it's a doggone formula to this thing, right? And so I'm going to kind of give you in layman's terms what that means. If you are trying to get close five people, you know, in 4 weeks, or like from 4 weeks on, you want to be able to, within a very short amount of time, be able to close five people. Well, you got to talk to way more than five people. And if you are getting them on the phone, you gotta have a different number, right? So the number of people that you talk to is one number. The number of people you close is one number. The number of people you actually talk to close is much higher than that. The number of people that you actually have to schedule is much higher than that. And the number of people that have to even see the offer to get to the schedule, to get to the call for you to close them, is even a higher number. So we're going to backwards map that so that you can know exactly what you should be doing. Sometimes, you know, we'll go into wanting to sell something and we're like, okay, I want to close, you know, two people. And we talk to four or five people and then we say it doesn't work. Well, the reality is you just didn't have enough numbers. Those numbers just won't work, no matter how good your close rate is. You know, my pastor, I think I said this on a previous podcast, I'd be repeating myself. But my pastor was like, you know, he was talking about, you know, giving an analogy about when Jesus walked on the earth, you know, and he said even Jesus didn't close everybody that when he was walking on earth to come to Christianity. So if Jesus couldn't get 100%, why would you think that your numbers would be that high? Matter of fact, shoot, if we going to tell the truth, you know, Jesus had thousands, yes, but they also were the same ones that yelled, "Crucify him." I said it, deal with it. That's not the lesson of the day, but you guys understand my point, right? It's the same people that are in your corner sometimes might not be. So you got to keep going. But Jesus didn't give up either. And then he had disciples. Again, that's not the lesson. I just felt compelled to say that. So you have to keep going. You got to know the numbers, right? You got to know what the numbers are. You got to know what the numbers are. So you have to know every week, you know, if I'm trying to get to this number five as the example that I'm using, how many do I have to talk to this week? How many do I have to get on the phone? And if that's the case, well, how do I get that many to that place, right? We're going to backwards map that in this program. So if you're talking about 4 weeks to launch, you absolutely can make it happen. You have to have a good idea, a good product, a good service. You might have to figure out what's going to be the best way to get in front of a lot of people. Webinars are like that, free or fee-based webinars, doing telesummits. Those are old school. That I just dated myself. People are just listening in. I don't even know if people are doing telesummits anymore. But there's a lot of ways that you can get a lot of people on, you know, to a call, to somewhere, to know where they can join you to find out more. Or it's a simple product or service that you're ready to just put out there. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to talk about testing its profitability. We're going to look at the questions that you should be asking to make sure people want it. You want to know what the outcome is. You want to be able to create the outline for it, just the beginning stages, and then, you know, having the first or two steps, and then you got to get out there and be ready to sell the doggone thing. That's really what you could do to get to profit in 4 weeks. I know that was an overview. It was meant to be an overview because this is a podcast. And so if you want to know more about it, just head over to ccoclub.com, learn more about what we're doing. Because I tell you what, the price that we have for insiders to join for lifetime is worth, I could charge more for doing this training by itself, more than what we're charging for lifetime to join us. And the stuff that we have for you that we're putting together is absolutely incredible. I hope that there was something that I said today that was a blessing to your spirit, that's helping you to see that you don't need to continue to procrastinate to get on board with what it is you want to do. You gotta have some accountability. You have to have some stick-to-itiveness, and you have to say, you know what? I'm not going to make any more excuses for myself. yourself. And I know life starts lifing and kids starts kidding, right? And do what they do, but you can get on board. So I pray that there is, that you get what it is that you need to get going to launch your business. We want to launch with you. So come over there and join us. But until we meet again, make sure that you are staying in the game and keep the faith. Keep the faith. God bless you. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Hey there, before you take off, we would really appreciate it if you clicked on that follow button, even download this episode, share it if it was something that you know would be meaningful for another friend, because that is really what's going to help this podcast grow so that we can continue to give you fantastic content. Thanks so much, and we appreciate you following.